It's time for a weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with the Harry Dean Stanton Festival.
That's right. It's that time of year again. This has become sort of an annual, after starting off in the dead of winter for the first edition, it's been kind of an annual rite of early summer here in Lexington, though I know it officially it is spring, but usually comes right after Memorial Day, and just a chance to celebrate a homegrown talent that has gone on to quite a remarkable and unusual career. You know, Harry Dean Stanton has done over 200 films. You know, he doesn't quite capture, you know, have the marquee power of, say, a George Clooney, because most of those roles have been supporting parts, but, you know, still he's just such a go-to guy and has had, many memorable roles. And as usual, they're bringing in somebody who has worked with Harry Dean before, and this time it's Monty Hellman, who directed him in quite a number of films in the 60s and 70s, and they're screening several of those titles, including Ride the Whirlwind on Sunday night at the Kentucky Theater, and they're going to have a Q&A after that. But they're also putting a little bit of a Twin Peaks vibe on this edition of the festival. They're screening Fire Walk with Me, kind of the infamous Twin Peaks theatrical film, on Saturday night at the Farish Theater, at the Library Theater, and then having an after party, which I have not talked to the guys in Palisades about what exactly they're doing, but it's sort of a Twin Peaks themed prom. So I don't know if they're going to be doing, you know, the Julie Cruz, Angela Balamente music, or, you know, how they're going about that. But, you know, it should be a lot of fun, as it always is. This year, not with Harry Dean. He came last year, and that was kind of a huge event for the festival, but I think he's going to stay in California this time.
It sounds like a lot of events for the festival. They're cramming in a lot, I think, for the weekend.
They're doing quite a number of new things with it, even, you know, within the format that they've kind of set out, like the Velveteria, which is an L.A.-based concern that deals with velvet art, was commissioned to do several pieces that are on display at the Kentucky Theater. And for Friday night, they're doing kind of a drive-in thing out at the Pepper Break Room on Manchester Street for the film, another Monty Hellman film, Tulane Blacktop. So, you know, they try to change it up and do things a little bit differently every year to keep having fun with Harry Dean.
Moving on to the Kentucky Ballet Theater and a production of Cinderella.
Yeah, this is kind of the fun little story of this is, you know, we've had Norbe Risco and his wife Rafaela Risco in town for, you know, coming up on two decades here, first with the Lexington Ballet and then with the Kentucky Ballet Theater. And, you know, they are at a point where they've let others, you know, take the lead, sort of the principal dancers in the troupe, but they're having fun kind of behind the scenes, and they are teaming up in this production to play the Ugly Stepsisters. So, you know, if you're wondering who those people are, you know, kind of in the foreground tormenting Cinderella, it's the artistic director and his wife. So it should be a fun show at the Opera House, you know, again, kind of a final show of the year and getting the summer started.
And finally, a little bluegrass at the Lyric Theater, Hot Rise, coming to town.
You know, one of the funniest things with Hot Rise was when I was, you know, we go looking for photos to go with stories that we run. And when you Google Hot Rise, some of the photos that come up are kind of funny, because this is a band that started back in the 70s, maybe even the 60s. I think definitely the 70s. But you get these photos of, like, the guys in you know, these polyester jackets that are plaid with really wide lapels and stuff, and you know, the big hair and everything. It's kind of funny. They were a bluegrass band, but definitely products of their era at the time. But they are a group that went on a hiatus for a long time and did not record together, but they are back together now, have just recorded their first new album in like three decades or something, and they're coming to the Lyric Rec Theater on Saturday night for a show.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.